You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is Tuesday.
Yay!
Okay. Because I was about to say, hey, it's Friday.
I know.
Did you feel it? I felt it.
I think I'm having ambiguous days. Not so much it feels like Friday, but just ambiguous days.
They're all running together.
Yeah, but you know what? My days weren't running together beforehand, but now they really are. Like, it's like a mashup. It's like, it's summer. Don't worry about what day it is. It's just summer.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm okay with that.
How's mom holding up?
Doing quite well. Doing quite well.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Is she getting some sun?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Every once in a while, Sunday was the day that we went out. We went to our friend's house, the daughter of her bestie, because her bestie passed away last October. Yeah, last mm-hmm. October. And so we went to the house because her daughter and I and my sisters were all still friends. So we went to the house and hung right. out there on the sun porch and just watched the woodland creatures, you know, frolic and play in the yard and ate and laughed and, you know, relaxed and listened to music and just had a nice day. So, yeah.
Does she feel the impact of this? I guess from her perspective, yeah. when you're talking to her.
Yeah, in the sense of like just being cautious about everything, gotcha. And you know, her friends are all in the susceptible age range, so you know there's not a lot of visiting to any. I mean, not that my mother was really not a whole lot of visiting anyway, but she was active, and so there's not a lot of places to go or see people, you know, and also knowing that some of her friends are in. Assisted living facilities or even nursing homes, and you can't go to visit them so much the same way you right. could beforehand. So yeah, in that sense, yeah. But she's making sure that she calls people regularly and checks up on them, and her friends are doing the same for her. So at the end, it kind of works itself out.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes we forget about the seniors.
Yeah.
That. Really were active, like you said,
mm-hmm.
going out, even in just going to the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
Walking general to the park. A lot of that has been cut due to the fact that caution does need to be practiced even more now.
Right.
I personally don't believe I'll be going back to the non-mask thing,
mm-hmm.
Because I just appreciate the fact that people don't have the opportunity to breathe on me.
Right. Right.
So if I can help it, I think I'm going to hold down the mask for as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still, when I'm outside, I don't wear the mask. Like if I'm walking, you know, fashion mm-hmm. or something like that, when she walking me,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, I like the fresh air.
Right.
Until they tell me that the whole air is tainted, mm-hmm. from all this, then I'm going to be holding it down.
Yeah.
But I still see the numbers going.
Right. And I, you know, when I go out to walk, I'm walking right in my, you know, immediate vicinity. I'm not going too far away, but it's because there's not a lot of people out during the time that I'm walking, I'm not wearing a mask, you know? And so my rationale is, well, it's just me and my germs. And then I am very adamant the few times that I do go out, because I still don't really go out a lot. The few times that I do go out, that I am, you know, wearing masks, because I don't want to catch what you have, and I don't want to give you anything that I might have that's good. So, right. So you ain't getting out of this.
Come on now.
Right? I know, but I'm just saying how I feel. So, and also because of the fact that, you know, my mother is, you know, a senior, and the yeah. few times that I do go out, I don't want to bring back anything that would make her susceptible either. So I'm taking all precautions like that, which is nice because then my mother will do things like, you know, you go out and she's like, you've got your mask, right? Yes, mother, I have my mask. Okay, you're going to put it on. Yes, I'm going to put it on, you know. So it's good that she stays up on that as well. But, you know, one of those other things that I realized, I was just talking to my son about checking in on one of our friends who is also a senior, another one that's active. She's younger than my mother, but still a senior. And she's not too far from our house. So I was like, you know, Naomi, it wouldn't kill you to just check on her, make sure she's okay. It's this idea that, you know, you just kind of, we're all guilty of it. We just assume everybody's okay if you don't hear anything from them. No, yeah. You need to check on them, you know, as well. But one of the things I also realized is that church, for seniors who did attend,
that was the check-in.
And, yeah. You know, my mother definitely checks on her church people all the time, just to make sure everybody's okay, because they had health issues before this was going on. So all the more reason to make sure that people are, you know, taking care of themselves and, you know, resting and eating right and reading something funny every once in a while. But that I can't imagine going to church and not hugging somebody. You know, that seems kind of strange to me. So then yeah. The idea of when people say about getting churches back open, I'm like, but if we're going to have to do elbow touches, I'm not sure, because for a period of time, the church was the only place where I did have contact with people. I'm for real. There was a period of time in my life where I worked with people who I worked with them, but they had no real physical contact to me. Uh-huh. And so going to church was literally the only place where I would get a hug once a week. Once a week. And I said, well, if nothing else, the church was good for that one time in my life. Praise the Lord. You know,
it really shows how we're all attempting to adjust. I think there's another thing that comes out of this. People's interest in really being concerned about other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there is now an extended level of hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
That is being displayed. Now, granted, you don't see that. I don't watch the news, but I'm sure that's not being portrayed on the news. Mm-hmm, I'm sure the news is still caught up in all the shenanigans of what's happening in government and what's happening on the streets,
right,
as it relates to, you know, BLM.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there is something to be said about the things that we're doing that we necessarily may have done, but not as frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Did it. Right. We did it around holidays, birthdays, Thanksgiving, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, it was always something that prompted, but now it's just because, or just because it feels good to know that this person is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, you know, I would dread to not know and hear from this person. I've seen several people on my Facebook feed in the morning, and I said this in March, the morning is just continuous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like nonstop. Mm-hmm. Every single day there's a new post of somebody celebrating the transition of somebody's life.
Right.
You know? So yeah, that checking in is a very vital piece. And I'm sure for kids, their teacher, you know, you were always excited about the teacher that was going to be your teacher. Mm-hmm. For this year, being able to see your teacher, right?
And, right.
You know, or you look forward to. So I think there's a lot of adjustment, but there's a lot of opportunity.
Right.
As well. I hear the birds.
Yes, they are singing sweetly. And there's actually a group of them that just keep running around from spot to spot. And I shouldn't say running, flying.
Locking.
Yes, they were up front in the yard, and then they were on the side of the house, and then now they've gone across to the other part. They're very busy today. Maybe something good is coming up. Maybe they're in preparation. Yes.
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up is a lot of us are doing things new. A lot of us are, you know, still trying to figure out how to do things, you know, that we haven't done. But I found myself having more awareness
mm-hmm.
of awareness of the things that I used to put so much time and energy in,
mm-hmm.
that I don't necessarily have to do that anymore. And I'll use this as an example. One of the things is just really feeling like I needed to be present for everything that was happening in government.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that that can be very detrimental,
mm-hmm.
to really living, you know, because you're caught up on the clips, you know, because all they are, they're clips. You're caught up on the clips. And so I've adjusted that way of thinking to really looking at where else I can use my time. Where else can I invest that mm-hmm. time and have more opportunity to look at books, to read more books, to read more literature, to engage in more conversations with people about positive things, outcomes, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, I found that as an interesting tagline for this week for me. Any interesting taglines for you?
Well, I think continuing that concept of like the new and the intentionality of things, yeah. I too have been really on this idea of how I'm using my time. And this probably is more so, not so much because of the virus, but the virus helps me remember it as well. The amount of time I waste worrying about somebody else's stuff or putting my nose in somebody else's business when I could be minding my own. I'm gonna just be honest.
That's a classic.
Right. And you can waste a lot of time and even down to some things that are not so horrible. You know, there's nothing wrong with watching a movie. There's nothing wrong with looking at videos or anything like that. There is something though when it gets to the point where
it consumes
you, yeah, and you're not outputting, you're not creating, you're not reflecting, you're not imagining the next thing for you. So for me, it's probably and it is a lot more intentionality around, as I said before, about relationships. It's also about how I'm using my time. And how I'm caring for myself, but that's an ongoing battle for me. But I'm more keenly aware of bad habits that I have either gotten rid of or could pop back up because I hear it in other people now. So when I'm talking to people and I listen to them, I'm like, ooh, okay, if that ain't enabling, I don't know what is. You know, like I'm recognizing that. As kind of like a red flag for me to say, like, check yourself and make sure you're not also engaging in these kind of things. Cause it's easy for me to step. I mean, it's real easy for me to step back into the enabler mode without even thinking about it. Cause it's almost so natural for me at times, but then that also leads me to be very resentful. And so if I don't want that side of me to come out, you know, what steps do I have to take to make sure I'm not doing those things? And so, you know, even down to, I'm not looking like 2020 is over. I'm looking at like, I'm going to finish this race for 2020 and I'm going to enjoy myself while I do it. Reassessing what do I want to get done this month and the next month? And if I do a vision board for every month, then I do a vision board for every month, you know, whatever it is that I want, I'm defining it. And I just had a conversation with my son about gentrification. And I said, if you approach it from an emotional standpoint, then it looks like, oh, these poor people are being pushed out. If you look at it from a point of view of economics and business, and you say, if I'm renting the space for a store, when do I own the store space? Mm-hmm. And you begin to look at how do I plan to have my money work for me and not me work for my money? Because gentrification mm-hmm. is also about accessibility. People can outprice you if you never owned any part of that land.
Right.
But if you work towards owning land, and then you say, well, if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, okay, what am I doing to get out of that mentality? And what am I doing to work with somebody else to make sure we all are getting out of that together? You know, it's a change of mindset. And so that's, you know, kind of that, that's my the way I'm feeling about the rest of 2020 is like, how am I positioning myself? We talk about you know, that the other side of the virus, but how am I positioning myself right now to be present in 2020 and not talk about, oh, this year's over with. I don't care what y'all say. It's done. No, I'm still here and I'm present. And what am I doing to be present in this year for the rest of the year? You know,
finishing the race.
Yeah.
We've seen a number of different clips where people, you know, may have stumbled, fallen, and they still feel the design to finish the race. Mm-hmm. And I think that not abandoning it is important. Not mm-hmm. abandoning where we are in this moment will help us to better grow at where we want to be.
Right.
You know, people are throwing away. We're so fast to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, there are some things that need to be canceled, but I don't think it needs to be in a person. I think it needs to be in you.
Right.
I think there's some things that you want to cancel in your own, you know, in your own space, you know, that's fine. But to be trying to cancel out a person or a you know, maybe that's not the best approach, mm-hmm. you know? I'm in the middle of, let me embrace what this year has taught me,
mm-hmm.
because I remember the energy I came into this year. I remember the claiming and professing. And so I feel like it's very hypocritical to say this is the year of vision and you don't want your eyes. You don't want to go through the cataracts. Mm-hmm. You don't mm-hmm. want your eyes to be, you know, reveal what this year will bring.
Mm-hmm.
We're so caught up on feeling the sweet that the bitter, we don't get the understanding of how privileged it is to have both the bitter
right.
and the sweet.
Right.
You know, and true. We don't want to get lost in it. So the taglines are there, right? The mm-hmm. tag, retagging, and that's what I felt like, retagging this next place in your life,
mm-hmm.
retagging it, you know, going by in the label, reassessing what's the value of it, mm-hmm. reassessing, you know, where it's at, you know, maybe for years it's been in the back. Now it needs to come forward,
mm-hmm.
you know, pulling things forward. So I feel like that's where a lot of us, and I want our listeners to understand that this is a good time to do that, to unpackage those opportunities to retag things,
mm-hmm.
you know, brand new relationships.
And to put value on those things which really are valuable to you. Like you give primary real estate to the things that are important to you, and those things that are not, either you know, put them to the side or you get rid of them and you say, this is what I will stand for. This is what I will work towards. And anything else that doesn't serve that purpose, you let go of it.
Get your attention.
And that's the thing. Letting go of stuff to make room for those things that you really need to have in your life in the first place. This is a prime time to me to be on that kind of vibration that just says, okay, you know what? This no longer serves me. Yeah. This is no longer of value to me, or I no longer care for this the way I did, you know, 5 months ago or 5 years ago. I'm willing to let this go, because a lot of us are holding on to stuff physically, mentally, and spiritually we just don't need for the remainder of this year and the remainder of our lives as we move forward.
I'm part of a group that they have put out this message. They started eight, so this is the eighth month. For the eighth day, they started a no meat, take 10 deep breaths, drink plenty of water, 10,000 steps. No red meat. Mm-hmm. And so that was because these are things to combat the virus, mm-hmm. right? They're doing this for virus change for the entire time. They're asking people to do that. And as I was watching people respond to it, I heard several people say, oh, well, I guess I get my freezer. And it sounded really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to donate my meat to, you know, this food bank. Mm-hmm. I'm going to donate it. And I felt like, you know, but if it's not good for you, what makes you think
right.
you should pass
right.
this on to someone else? I get it. I
right.
felt like it was coming from a real sincere place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I also don't believe that it's the best thing to do. If I don't agree with it,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want nobody, you know, I should be encouraging people to do the same thing I'm doing.
Right.
How about don't pass it on? Mm-hmm. You know, some things are worth disposing. Mm-hmm. Some things are not hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. Some things should be completely dismantled. You know, let it be done. The expiration date, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are in a moment where several things have had the expiration and the date is out.
Mm-hmm.
And so not to attempt to pass it down or repurpose it. You know, there's only so much you can do with the chicken. Mm-hmm. Once you've baked it, you roast it, you make soup. Once that soup is done, what are you going to do? You put it on some plants, you mm-hmm. know, give it back to the earth, but it doesn't need to be given to the homeless.
Right. It's true. And let me just throw this in. My mother's church does a food giveaway, and they have fresh produce and things, which I'm always excited about. But they also have some canned stuff that I was like, who is eating this? You know, like, why these canned goods are not the ones that should we be in a apocalypse. I don't want these to be the last things that I have to eat, you know, like, mm-hmm. but that's what's given. And, you know, I know there's this thing, the concept, like, well, it's free,
mm-hmm.
but that'll make it right. You know, just yeah. because
and
it's
it doesn't
free.
Make it good for me.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, fast food is cheap, but it is truly detrimental
right.
to my life. You
right.
know, so, and again, going back to what you said, putting value
mm-hmm.
to those things. Is it more important for me to, I sent a friend several meal prep, I sent him two of them
mm-hmm.
because as we were on the phone, I heard him ordering
mm-hmm.
a number one, please. And I said, I know you're not at a fast food restaurant. Well, I don't know how to cook. You know, and the kids. I said, but you just had this big conversation about your health and mm-hmm. you turned 50 and how you turned 50. And now you eating this. But I do workout. I said, workout doesn't mean I can work out. Because I eat fast food, I can go work out.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what that is. I said, here, let me help you. Let me send you some meal prep. I don't know no meal preps. Let me send you some meal prep. There's a Black-owned business that does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the one that's not Black-owned, but they have good meals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that there's enough. And then in this pandemic, you should have at least known how to make spaghetti.
Right.
You know, you charge yourself to the game. I heard Secretary of Larry Bunch Jr., who is part of this Smithsonian,
mm-hmm.
he talked about how he is now taking French, yes. no, Spanish and Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was taking Spanish and Japanese classes, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing during this time to change what you didn't do before, mm-hmm. what you didn't know before?
Mm-hmm.
Tag it for something else. And trust me, we didn't think we would be 4 months in, or we were like 5 months in.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think, many probably didn't think we'd be 5 months in. Don't wait to see if we're going to be 6 months more
right.
before you tag something.
Right.
Go ahead and tag something now
mm-hmm.
and make this your new, as they say, the new normal.
Mm-hmm. I'd plan as if this, you know, plan as if you have till the end of the year and then assess when you get to January. Do I have time to do one more class? Like, just do all that you can right now. And the yes. thing about it is, some of these organizations and things are so desperate to have people come into their website or take advantage of their things that they're offering discounts, right. deep discounts. Some almost nearly giving away stuff where you
yep.
you know, you can go see museums that you normally would have to pay to get into. You could, you know, take courses. You can do workshops. You can all kinds. And then here on the other side, you could also be offering something that you can make money off of as well, because
yeah.
you have expertise. Let me not get upset with my
That's
people.
A good one.
But
That's good.
I'm just saying, y'all, this is the time to take, like, stop making excuses. And that goes back to my whole thing about gentrification. Stop being the victim in the gentrification. Start being the victor that says, hold on, I'm about to buy up some property. Do it before. If you are a person of color and you live in a particular area, start looking around now. How can I buy some property here? Because sooner or later, they're going to push you out. It's a given.
Yeah.
It's a given.
Yeah.
Any place that we live, And especially if we live in a place where they have allowed it to, if it has been allowed to decrease in value even more so,
yeah.
Trust me, it's going to be turned around.
Yep.
I'm in a neighborhood that was like that. My parents moved into this neighborhood. It was not predominantly Black. It became predominantly Black. But it wasn't predominantly white. It just wasn't as predominantly Black as it is, you know. And across the street from where my parents are is a park. It was not a park when we were growing up. It was people's homes. And then halfway through, it became a park. Okay. They moved all those people out. And now they're rebuilding homes on the, you know, the other street down from my parents. They're building homes. They're cutting up that land that was much larger for the homes that were on there beforehand. They're rebuilding now.
Yep.
So it's gone through twice. They'd have pushed out and brought in, pushed out and brought in. Okay. And start watching what's going on around you and make some decisions on, you know, is this something I value? Is this something, is this land around here something I want to have?
Yeah.
Find out.
Maybe it's not just for you. Maybe it's for something I want to have for my kids to be able to have access to.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessels.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're super excited that you decided to tune in with us on Tuesday. Don't forget, Friday, we come back to you with our Freedom Friday message. Have a great one.
Take care.